This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. In Washington, political fallout has been swift even after leaders of an Iran-backed paramilitary group tied violent protesters surrounding a U.S. embassy in Baghdad and convinced supporters to leave the area. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
Mohammed al-Haydari is a ranking member of the coalition known as the Popular Mobilization Forces. The PMF leadership says their message has been heard and never intended for violence. The Americans are there to train Iraqi forces or combat terrorism, he says. The killing of PMF members is unacceptable. The U.S. airstrikes that targeted the Qatayib Hezbollah militia, which falls under the PMF's umbrella, killed or wounded scores. However, Qatayib Hezbollah is considered a terrorist organization by Washington, even though it's technically a unit within the Iraqi government's own armed forces. The prime minister is furious over the airstrikes but has pleaded for calm. The PMF says its call to withdraw is in deference to him.
Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu plans to ask Parliament to grant him immunity from prosecution for alleged corruption. It's a move that could put off a trial until after the March elections. Netanyahu has been indicted on several charges, including allegations of accepting lavish gifts and trading political favors for positive news coverage. Rudy Giuliani, U.S. President Trump's personal attorney and key figure in pressing Ukraine to launch investigations to benefit Mr. Trump politically, says he would testify at the president's looming impeachment trial and do whatever he can to see him acquitted. Giuliani, a former New York City mayor and longtime Trump confidant, is not expected to be one of his lawyers defending him in an as-yet unscheduled Senate trial. This is VOA News. At least three people have been confirmed dead Wednesday as a result of devastating bushfires that engulfed Australia's southeast coast. At least 15 people are now believed to have died altogether, while scores of people remain missing after weeks of fires that ripped through Australia's east coast, much of which is tinder dry after 3 years of drought. Prime Minister Scott Morrison.
My focus right now to deal with the anxiety in the community is the anxiety about getting support and supplies and getting people to safety and ensuring that our firefighters have every support they need. And I said I'm in constant contact with the premiers in terms of what, if any, other additional assistance they need.
Bushfires have destroyed more than 4 million hectares, and new blazes are sparked almost daily by extremely hot and windy conditions. Indonesia's capital, Jakarta, is grappling with deadly floods, the worst it's seen in years. Reuters' Ryan Brooks.
Flash floods and landslides have wrought chaos across Southeast Asia's biggest city. The death toll on Thursday stood at more than 20 people, and tens of thousands more are displaced. Train lines are blocked, and parts of the city are without power. On New Year's Day in the city's east, water levels were more than 6 feet high. Jakarta is slowly sinking because of an overextraction of groundwater. It's part of why Indonesia is moving the capital to another part of the country. Rising sea levels make the threat of flooding even worse.
That's Reuters' Ryan Brooks reporting. Hong Kong's celebratory mood on the first day of 2020 was marred by tear gas and water cannon deployed by police on a largely peaceful scale, and the rest of some 400 people at a march attended by hundreds of thousands in what has been a months-long anti-government movement. A senior superintendent told reporters late Wednesday that police arrested about 400 people during the New Year's Day march on charges including illegal assembly and the possession of offensive weapons. A deadly prison brawl in the northern part of Mexico is one of the worst outbreaks of violence since President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador took office. Reuters, Olivia Chan.
16 inmates were killed and 5 others wounded in a prison fight in northern Mexico. It marks one of the worst outbreaks of violence since President Lopez Obrador took power. The fight broke out Tuesday at a correctional facility in the town of Cienguayas. Local media say the dispute was triggered by a soccer game. Afterwards, one inmate was arrested with a firearm, and 3 more guns were found in the prison. Authorities did not comment on the cause of the deadly brawl. However, local officials confirmed the situation was brought under control.
That's Reuters' Olivia Chan reporting. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.